My name is Larry Gross. I'm the host of Mountain Stage. And on that day, I was in high school, Adamson High School in Oak Cliff section of Texas, which was about two or three blocks away from the house that Lee Harvey Oswald was living in. And it was probably, I don't know, six or eight blocks from the Texas Theater on Jefferson Boulevard, where we used to go to the movies, and that's where Lee Harvey Oswald was captured afterwards. I did not skip school. Some of my friends skipped school to go downtown and some of them walked over there. There's a called a viaduct that from Oak Cliff is separated by the Trinity River from downtown Dallas. And some of my friends walked over, some had rides, and they went over to watch the motorcade and to watch Kennedy and Jackie Kennedy come through Dallas. As a matter of fact, my father went, and he was closer to Love Field where they landed because he wanted to see Jackie Kennedy. He was interested in seeing what she looked like. And he was there, but that was long before the incident took place, the assassination. But some of my friends were down there near the grassy knoll, right downtown where it happened. And I remember distinctly, none of us knew, of course, what happened. But I remember seeing a friend of mine whose name was Keith Wilson. I have no idea. I haven't seen him since then. I haven't seen him in almost 50 years. And he came walking back into the building. I saw him as he was coming in. I said, "Hey, you know, how was it? What was it interesting?" I can't remember, something like that. And what he said was, "They shot Kennedy." And I thought, you know, and I said, "Yeah, come on, man, you know." And he said, "And they shot Conley too." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "They were shot." And I said, "That cannot be." I said, "This is not funny, you know." He said, "No, I'm not joking." And all of a sudden, the principal came on the loudspeaker and said, "Everybody go to your homeroom classes." And so we thought, what's going on? And I went to the homeroom class, and it was a history professor who was also a Baptist preacher. I can't remember his name, but I remember what he looks like exactly. And we sat down, and the principal came on and said, "There's a report from downtown that President Kennedy has been shot and Governor Conley has been shot." And we all, you know, we of course we sat there stunned like everybody else in America. And then after it went off, I never forget this. Our history teacher was also the debate coach. And he had all these books, public affairs books of speeches. And he went over and he opened up and started reading a speech of John F. Kennedy to us. And I mean, I thought, wow, I'll remember this. Of course, we were all like, what is going on? And it went on and on. And then they came on later, President Kennedy has been killed and we're dismissing school now. And it's funny because I heard, you know, they're being from Dallas, you get grief from then on whenever I went anywhere for a while. And I heard stories of kids cheering or whatever. I'm sure that what happened was in those situations, if they did happen that way, it's because somebody said school's out early and they didn't tell them why. Believe me, nobody was happy. Nobody was celebrating. Everybody was in shock and dismay and like really stupefied. And so I had a car, I think at that time, I can't remember. I went home with somebody else. We went home, but all of us, I'll never forget it. I can kind of remember what it was like seeing Keith at the door and other people following him. And they were all looking kind of dazed, like there was not, you know, nobody was laughing. Nobody was joking. I thought it was, what are you going to think when someone says they shot Kennedy and they shot Conley? And we don't even know who they was, of course. I mean, we had no idea what any of this was. And then later, also, my cousin went to another high school in Oak Cliff, and one of his classmates was a girl, I think, named Tippett. And her father was the policeman who Lee Harvey Oswald shot in Oak Cliff on the street first before he was captured. So I had these weird kind of, you know, third-hand connections. But I mean, I know the house. I can take you there now where Lee Harvey Oswald rented this house. It's a little brick house near Adamson High School in Dallas. So it's a day I will never forget.
What about the day Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald? Do you remember that?
I remember that very well, too. And only because I was watching it on television live, and it was, I can't remember what time of day it was, but I remember watching, and I was actually vacuuming a carpet. I remember that in my house. Maybe, I don't know why I was doing that, but I was doing it. And I was watching. I stopped for a minute to watch when they were making the transfer. And all that confusion went on TV. So obviously you stopped. And I looked at it, what's going on? You know, so then all of a sudden stopped everything, dropped everything, and watched, knowing this was going on downtown in Dallas, and thinking, when is this going to end? What's this all about? And what is it? And I was a kid. I was, 15 at that time, I guess. And I wondered, what is going on in the world? How is this going to come out? When does it stop? Who's next? I'll never forget it.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add? That's pretty much the story, isn't it?
That's pretty much the story. Later on, weirdly enough, my father sold insurance, and he actually one time made a call on Marina Oswalt, and he told me he accidental. I mean, somebody said it was a lead. He went to, it was Marina Oswalt, and he described her, said, well, she seemed like a very nice person, a beautiful woman. And he said, I think she had blue eyes, he was telling you. But then he realized who it was afterwards, and he said, this is very strange to be talking to this woman.
Mm-hmm. It's small world sometimes, small town.
Well, you know, and Dallas was a big city, but for that part of Dallas is, it was kind of, if you don't know Dallas at all, you don't understand that the Trinity River is kind of divides, in some ways, the haves from the have-nots. We were on the have-not side, and even though, you know, I didn't come from a poor family or anything, it was plenty of middle-class people, but we were from that side of Dallas was not the upper-class side so much. And I don't know why Lee Harvey Oswald rented a house there, but he did. And so it was a smaller world in that sense.
Yeah. All righty, Larry, I appreciate it. Thank you.